Petersburg officials were disappointed, to say the least, that the state's high court chose to go with an earlier version of the redistricting board's plan, one that puts the town in a legislative district with downtown Juneau, Gustavus, and Skagway. Petersburg City Council has repeatedly objected to being included in a district with Juneau. It maintains that the rural fishing town does not have enough in common with the much larger capital city, which is more dependent on government and tourism. Petersburg was happy with the latest southeast map, which had put it in a district with Sitka, Wrangell, Angoon, Hoonah, Cake, and many other smaller communities. After the court rejected that plan, the council called its attorney, Tom Klinkner, to see what more the town could do. The options were limited.
Basically, the only recourse that a party has in this kind of situation is to file what's known as a motion for reconsideration or rehearing. And this is a motion that's addressed totally to the court's discretion, and it says, basically, hey, court, we think you overlooked an important point in making your decision. Would you please take another look at it? And the court in that situation totally has the discretion to completely ignore what you filed or to, you know, say, well, maybe you got something there and take another look and perhaps change their minds.
The Alaska Supreme Court's approval of the earlier plan was a reversal from its previous ruling, which found the southeast portion of that plan out of compliance with the state constitution and ordered it redrawn. However, in its latest decision, the court said it rejected the new southeast map because it had received numerous objections. That included concerns from Native organizations and communities that argued, among other things, that the changes diluted the influence of Native voters in the southeast, contrary to U.S. law. While the court acknowledged the reconfigured districts may comply with state constitutional requirements, it said there was a risk the federal government might not clear the changes under the Federal Voting Rights Act. That, the court said, would come so late in the 2012 election cycle that a great disruption to the election process would result. During its earlier court challenge over redistricting last year, Petersburg had backed an alternative plan for Southeast, and Attorney Klinkner thought that might help the court reconsider its decision.
The plan that Petersburg presented to the Superior Court last fall did preserve an over 30% Native voting age population district in Southeast, and what I would propose to include as sort of the key point in the motion for reconsideration is just that there is a plan out there that Petersburg has when it's had the opportunity that addresses that objection.
Klinkner pointed out that this plan only applies to the 2012 elections. The court still has to decide on a redistricting plan for 2014 and beyond.
But it is important to remember that the court said that, you know, looking to the future, it definitely believes that the districting that the board adopted for Southeast does not comply with the Alaska Constitution, and it doesn't sound like the court would ever consider accepting that districting for the law of the hall. It's just that it is looking at what its options are on a very constrained schedule before the 2012 elections.
But Petersburg counselors were frustrated that the Supreme Court was temporarily implementing a plan that it could end up rejecting in the long term, Mayor Pro Tem Mark Jensen.
So 2 years into our senator's term, what do they do then if they redraw the map? I mean, how do they cut a senator's term in half for half part of a Senate district? I don't get it. That's just as disruptive to me as it is to, you know, worry about the a Department of Justice taking a risk, is what it says in the Juneau Empire. It says there is a risk. Well, being from Petersburg, I'm willing to take the risk to see if the Department of Justice leaves it like it is with the map drawn on the 15th.
Jensen was referring to the latest southeast map that Petersburg had supported, but the court rejected. The six counselors present voted unanimously to have the attorney file a motion to reconsider with the Alaska Supreme Court. Mayor Al Dwyer was out of town. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.